Praise the Lord, saints.
Praise the Lord.
Today is the Lord that the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Yes.
God is good today, yesterday, and forever. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord has given me a word today, which I want to share with you.
Yeah.
Comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 10.
Amen.
That's Matthew, chapter 6, verse 10. I'm reading from the King James Bible. Mm-hmm. And it reads, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven." I want to speak today on the topic, "Thy kingdom come." Amen?
Amen.
I noticed something when I was preparing the sermon, that in the King James Version, it says, "Thy will be done in earth." Mm-hmm. But the other Bibles say, "on earth." Mm-hmm. I was like, wait a minute, why is that? Is it a typo or something? Mm-hmm. Well, I thought about it. What's in the earth is in deep. It's rooted mm-hmm. in the world, right? Mm-hmm. But what's on it could be blown away by wind. Mm-hmm. Right? Just saying. That has nothing to do with the message. Well, I guess it does. I just wanted to share that with you. Well, Jesus taught us to pray by giving us the Lord's Prayer. He specifically put in the words, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven." Mm-hmm. Let us dive into this. The word kingdom means the realm in which God's will is fulfilled.
Amen.
Well, that explains why Jesus stated that God's will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Mm-hmm. It is God's will for the world that he created. Amen. Right?
Amen.
His will is already done in heaven. Okay?
Yes.
It should be the same here on earth.
Amen.
When we pray this prayer, we are stating that his kingdom or his will on earth should be done and fulfilled. Mm-hmm. But do we really understand all of this? I mean, we kind of just recite it, mm-hmm. giving no thought to what it actually is saying. Mm-hmm. The prayer is meant to be heard by God and prayed in sincerity. Okay? Mm-hmm. If we don't know what the prayer means, then how effective can it be? Mm. That kingdom come is vital to all of us. Mm. Why? Well, the kingdom in place on earth is not a spiritual kingdom. Mm. The earth kingdom is flawed. Mm-hmm. The decisions of our so-called kingdom leaders are made for several reasons. Let me give you some reasons. Number one, self-gain. Mm-hmm. Many decisions are made by our leaders with their own selfish interest in mind, not the interest of the very people who elected them. Would you agree?
I agree.
Number two, self-exalting. Leaders want to place themselves above everybody else. Mm-hmm. I'm the leader of this, I'm the leader of that, right? Mm-hmm. That's earth. Number three, self-motives. Leaders make decisions that work positively for them in the long run and their friends. Mm. Like certain tax breaks, for instance, help the wealthy versus us regular folk. Mm. Right?
Right.
These are just some examples of the kingdom of the world. As you may have noticed, there is no peace in this kingdom. Would you agree?
Agree.
There's no peace in this kingdom. Now, let's look at God's kingdom. Number one, every decision God makes is for our best, whether we agree with it or not. Hmm. Right?
Amen.
Think about some of the things we go through. We may not be thrilled with it, mm-hmm. but it's the will of God. Wow. We just got to deal with it, okay? Number two, in God's kingdom, God is the one that is exalted. Hmm. I'll say that again because I kind of messed it up. God is the only one that is exalted in his kingdom, hmm. not any man, okay? Hmm. Number three, God has zero ulterior motives, none, hmm. okay? He shoots it to you straight, okay? It is what it is. When he says it is, it is. Because he is the I am. And number four, God loves us all and has no favorites. Okay? Amen. In heaven, God's will is always done. Would you agree? And here's the thing in heaven. There's no debating. There's no second guessing God. There's no pushback. Everybody's on the same page, right? In heaven. And it's peaceful. Very peaceful. Because of all the things I just said, that's why it's peaceful. The differences of God's kingdom and the kingdom of man are huge. And there's really no similarities between the two. When we ask for thy kingdom to come, we're asking for a change in our lives too, okay? Amen. The earth has this kingdom. We are God's kingdom as well, okay? Let me bring that up for you. Do you know that thy kingdom come, thy will be done applies to everyone's lives? Think about it. God's kingdom in our lives will bring us the following. Obedience to God, right? If his kingdom is within us, which it is, we should be obedient to God. It also should give us clarity in our decision making. You know, we don't have to think, well, is this right? We don't have to second guess ourselves. We're so sure of our decisions because our decisions line up with God all the time. So it's clear to us. Also, it's a reliance on God, not ourselves. The kingdom of God within us, right? It also increases our faith. Who couldn't use that, right? It also increases our trust, right? We trust God if his kingdom is alive within us, right? Also, and this is very important, we have peace of mind. Can you imagine that? I'd take 5 minutes of peace of mind and be totally satisfied. You know what I mean? But, you know, if you can have that 24/7, I mean, come on. That's a real gift, a real blessing, right? And here's the kicker, okay? The kingdom of God in you would have love for one another. Okay? There wouldn't be no bickering, no racism, no this one's better than that one, no discrimination of any type. It would all be the same. We would love each other the same way. Just as God loves everybody the same way. That's what's going on in his kingdom in heaven. That's what should be going on in the kingdom of us. Okay? Like Michael Jackson said, to invoke change in us, we need to look at the man in the mirror. Would you agree? Because change starts with us. Right?
Right.
This is a decision that we alone can make. Nobody can make this individual decision but us. We must decide that we want thy kingdom to come and thy will to be done in us. God has given us free will and for us to make that decision. It's either we do or we don't. You can't put your foot in the water and not your whole body. Okay? It's no gray area here. You're either all in or you're all out. Amen? It's not an easy decision. I'll admit it. It's very difficult. I mean, because that means things have to happen to you. And this is what has to happen that we must do, okay? We must lose ourselves in the process of allowing God's kingdom within us, okay? Because our way don't work. We must let go of our so-called kingdom to receive his kingdom, okay? We all know, I gave you the example of the world's kingdom, and that applies to us. Well, we got to be willing to let that go. You can't fill a cup that's already full. It must be empty first. We must admit or humble ourselves to God to begin the process. Would you agree?
Amen.
We must really want this in our heart and in our minds. Okay?
I agree with that.
We must not continue our current path. Mm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is the key. We must not exalt any other kingdom. Mm. Okay? You say, well, I'm not really exalting any other kingdom right now. Well, yeah, you are. You know, if your kingdom within you is doing this your way, then you're exalting yourself, right? God doesn't want you to exalt anyone but him. Right?
Right.
This is really something to think about when we next time we say the prayer about thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. We read this all the time. We pray it before we go to bed. Okay? We just pray that prayer. Mm-hmm. But do we really understand what that is saying though? Mm. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. To ask for God's kingdom to come. Well, saints, I'll be honest with you. Mm-hmm. We will be in a much better place if we allow his kingdom to come and his will be done. Would you agree?
Amen.
Amen. Let us pray. Dear Lord, our God, in the name of Jesus, we come thanking you for this word. Father, thank you for teaching us today, teaching us that the Lord's Prayer is not just a bunch of words, Lord. There's meaning to everything that Jesus said. There's a reason why he said what he said. Thank you for letting us understand what he meant. Have us not to say the Lord's Prayer as ritual. Help us to understand each line that we speak, because we are praying that prayer to you. Father, I'm convicted, and I repent, because I have just read it, okay? I've just said it, but now I understand it more, and I thank you for enlightening me and enlightening the rest of us. Father, thank you for giving us this word. I pray, Lord, that this word will go forth throughout the land. I pray that you'll be glorified by people hearing this word, and I pray, Lord, that it will touch them to understand that thy kingdom needs to come, and thy will needs to be done. Father, we thank you, Lord, and we ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen.